Marlo on Kudlow, globalist Davos crowd is in a panic over Trump and other populist victories worldwide. By Rebecca Mansour on January 16, 2024. Donald Trump's blowout victory in Iowa and populist political victories worldwide have the globalist Davos crowd in a panic. Breitbart editor-in-chief and New York Times best-selling author Alex Marlo told Fox Business host Larry Kudlow in a Tuesday interview. Kudlow kicked off the discussion by pointing to the Breitbart headlines of the world's panicked reaction to Trump's historic victory at Monday's Iowa caucuses. The globalists are scared to death. The Davos crowd is scared to death. China is scared to death, and Europe is positively beside itself that Donald Trump just might be back, Kudlow said. We start every day at Breitbart by reading the Global Times in China, and they are saying prepare for Trump. Biden might not be a strong opponent, Marlo said. The main obstacle for Trump to overcome between now and Election Day is the courts, it's not even Joe Biden. Then you head over and you read what's going on in Europe, the Breitbart edit continued. The Belgian Prime Minister who is now in the presidency of the Council of Europe. He's saying that Europe is going to be on its own when Trump comes back. Which is a huge misinterpretation of America First, but it just shows they're panicking. The US underwrites European security. So, they're deeply concerned right now, the globalists over there? They're just in a total panic, repeating MSNBC and CNN talking points. We, at Breitbart News, can't get enough of it. Kudlow reminded viewers that global establishment leaders feared President Ronald Reagan too. It was the same thing with Ronald Reagan. They feared Ronald Reagan. They said he was a cowboy. He might do some crazy press the nuclear button, Kudlow said. But that keeps them on their hind legs, if you will, that keeps them moving backwards. So, I'd say this is a good thing. And I congratulate the voters of Iowa. Monica Crowley, who served as the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the U.S. Treasury under President Trump, agreed with her former colleague Kudlow, who served as the Director of the National Economic Council in the Trump administration. The voters of Iowa began like the snowball that we're going to see. Like we saw in 2016, of the American people state by state voting for Donald Trump to stand up to these kinds of globalist transnationalist people who head up organizations that are totally unelected, Crowley said. There are unaccountable bureaucrats in the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the United Nations that want to superimpose their will on sovereign nations like the United States, she continued. Donald Trump stands up as America First. His voters stand up and say, no, not us, not the American people, and not the United States. The globalists are extremely frustrated. They prefer a weak president along the lines of a Joe Biden, for example, because he's so much easier just to knock over and just railroad with their globalist agenda. This world government group that runs Davos, they're the ones that like open borders, Kudlow added. They're the ones who have bought into all of the John Kerry global warming, whether it's correct or not. I mean, those guys ought to be afraid because Trump is the America First guy, as Monica just said. He's not a world government guy. He's not a Hague guy, or world court. He's not really a UN guy either. But he does want peace and prosperity throughout the world. It just has to be done differently. Marlo, whose New York Times best-selling book Breaking the News was just updated and re-released in paperback for the 2024 election, agreed and highlighted the recent success of populist politicians through the world. In fact, he discussed this very issue with Trump directly during the exclusive interview he and Breitbart's Matthew Boyle had with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. It's just a threat to their power structures that they've been crafting for decades, if not a half a century, and it's deeply under attack throughout the world, Marlo said. I talked to President Trump about this the last time I was with him at Mar-a-Lago, about how his movement is a global movement. Just look at Javier Milei, Giorgia Meloni, and Geert Wilders. Every time democracy actually happens these days, it seems like people are voting for nationalist conservative traditional candidates with conservative economic values. The type of stuff that you talk about on your show, Larry, and we write about at the Breitbart, it's not the stuff they're talking about at Davos, he added. People are rejecting that. So, just letting the people flex their democracy like they did yesterday in Iowa, where we have an election day with voter ID and people all show up at the same time, who are they voting for? They're voting for Donald Trump by a majority vote. Rebecca Mansour is a senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on X @RAMansour.